On the 5th of May, 1961, in the tin-rich city of Jos, the cry of a newborn signaled both a new beginning and a continuation of an old story. My birth was not simply another addition to the growing population of Nigeria. It was a thread stitched into the long tapestry of the Ogbamba family, a family rooted in Umuokogbo, Eluoma, Isuikwato in Abia State. Though Jos was my place of birth, my parents ensured that my identity would never be detached from my ancestral homeland. A man without roots is like a tree without water, my father often said. And so, from my earliest years, the rhythms of Igbo traditions, the cadences of Christian hymns, and the stories of my family heritage became the soundtrack of my childhood. The arena of the wrestler. In family gatherings, the name Ogbamba was always spoken with a sense of pride. It was more than a surname. It was a badge of honor earned by my grandfather in the dusty wrestling arenas of our village. During the New Yam Festival, when the air was thick with the scent of roasted yam and palm oil, and drums reverberated like thunder, my grandfather would step into the wrestling square. I often imagine the scene from the stories told around evening fires. The village gathered in a wide circle, men shouting encouragement, women ululating in high-pitched tones. My grandfather's chest, broad and glistening with palm kernel oil, caught the sun as he squared up to his opponent. The wrestlers crouched, locked eyes, and with a shout they clashed. The crowd roared as dust rose, bare feet stamped, and strong arms grappled. Victory meant more than personal pride. It meant honor for his kindred, prestige for his lineage. "Your grandfather was a lion among men," my father would tell us with quiet admiration. "That is why our name is Ogbamba. We are not quitters. We do not fall easily." That name, born of sweat and strength, became a prophetic marker on our family, reminding us to stand firm in every struggle. My father's journey. My father, Gilbert Umezuruike Ogbamba, carried the resilience of his lineage into every chapter of his life. His story was one of survival and perseverance. His mother, my grandmother, had endured unspeakable grief, bearing infant after infant until she gave birth to him. Fearing death would claim him as well, she named him Umezuruike, Umenwazuruike, infant mortality, stay away. In my father's boyhood, there was no luxury of school desks or slates. Instead, there were hoes and machetes, the cries of roosters at dawn, and the endless rhythm of farming under the hot, Igbo sun of Igboland. Yet destiny opened another path when he joined the Nigerian Railway Corporation. The shrill whistle of locomotives and the clang of iron wheels became part of his new world.